Holy Thursday marks the day of the institution of the Eucharist and of the priesthood. And so normally on Holy Thursday, the church has, in the morning, has the Chrism Mass. In dioceses where they're spread out like ours is, then a lot of times we move it to a different day. We like always have it on Monday. But it's really, the Chrism Mass is supposed to be on Thursday morning, and then in Thursday evening is the Mass of the Lord's Supper. And the Chrism Mass, they not only bless the oil for the year, they use like the oil of catechumens, the oil of the sick, the oil of the sacred chrism. But there's also a connection to the priesthood in that the priests renew their priestly promises that they make at their ordination. And the promises that they make at ordination are these. So the first one is, now notice it says, are you resolved? It doesn't mean, will you succeed is a different question or not, but are you resolved? Okay, so these are the things that you promise at your ordination. It says, are you resolved with the help of the Holy Spirit to discharge without fail the office of the priesthood and the presbyteral rank as worthy fellow workers with the order of bishops in the caring for the Lord's flock? Okay, so you're cooperating with the bishop, your co-workers with him, faithfully discharging that office. I am. Are you resolved to exercise the ministry of the word worthily and wisely, preaching the gospel and teaching the Catholic faith? So there's this ministry of the word. There's this component of preaching the gospel, you know, both in a formal liturgical context, but then also in terms of the way that you're witnessing with your aid. Again, I am resolved. The third one, I resolve to celebrate faithfully and reverently in accord with the church's tradition, the mysteries of Christ, especially the sacrifice of the Eucharist and the sacrament of reconciliation for the glory of God and the sanctification of the Christian people. Okay, so you're celebrating the sacraments worthily and well, but especially the Eucharist and confession for the sanctification of the people of God. Okay, I am. And then the last one. There's one more after. The next one. Are you resolved to implore with us God's mercy upon the people, entrusting your care by observing the commandment to pray without ceasing? This is basically the promise to pray the divine office every day. So you're praying without ceasing. You know, they have the morning prayer, daytime prayer, evening prayer, night prayer, office readings, to faithfully do that every day. I am resolved to. Okay. And then the last one. It said, are you resolved to be united closely every day to Christ the High Priest, who offered himself for us to the Father as a pure sacrifice, with him to consecrate yourselves to God for the salvation of all? And in this one, they respond, I am, with the help of God. Okay, so it's like, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, with the help of God. Okay, and Pope Benedict had a beautiful reflection on these questions. And he says, the last question actually summarizes in itself the essence of all the others. And we should look at it as a little so as to understand in greater depth the meaning of this moment. It reads, are you resolved to consecrate your life to God for the salvation of his people and to unite yourself more closely every day to Christ the High Priest, who offered himself for us to the Father as a perfect sacrifice? Although it is not said explicitly, the Eucharistic Commission is behind this as the center of priestly existence. The priest exists in order to confect the Eucharist, to celebrate God's banquet among men, to be, as it were, the official who invites people to God's wedding to give him joy in this world. But the way in which the question is formulated in German is important. It does not say, are you ready to do that? Are you ready to do or make this and that? Rather, it says, are you ready to become an offering with Christ? What is demanded here is not doing, but being. And only these depths in which a man himself allows himself to be touched and is personally ready to come into play can he correspond to God's gift. Eucharist is more than a party, the priest's coffee clutch, or the convivial gathering. It is the festive gift of God in which he himself comes to us, and beyond all that we can do or make, touches the true depths of our life. Okay, so in that sense of it's asking, are you ready to be the sacrifice with Christ? Are you ready to become the sacrifice with Christ? And in a special way, the priest does this through the sacramental ministry. It does it through the offering of the Eucharist, through the preaching of the word, through the celebration of the other sacraments. Are you ready? But more than that, even, again, it's not the doing of those things, but it is the interior configuration, it is the interior being and becoming one with Christ that brings that about. So that when the priest speaks those words at Mass, take this, all of you, and eat it, this is my body. It is really Christ, because of that configuration, it is Christ that is speaking those words. That's why the priest can say, this is my body. But in a way, configured in a special way through the sacrament of ordination to be that alter Christus, to be that other Christ, so that Christ, in a certain sense, uses us as that vessel, not to do something, but so that he can be with his people, so that he can be one with his people through the Eucharist, through Holy Communion. And so it's asking the priest, are you ready to become, in a sense, after ordination, of course, become what you are? Because you have this gift, you have this configuration. Are you ready to allow that configuration then to transform your life in every aspect, to touch every aspect of your being? And so this is why I think it is it's beautiful for us to reflect on that. Just that gift that God has given to us on this Holy Thursday of the Eucharist, of the priesthood. In a special way to, again, to pray for our priests. Because when we think about it, it's, are you resolved? And I would say, everybody that gets ordained, at least most of them, you have good resolutions, you have good intentions when you start. But obviously there is a, there's the work of the evil one. There's our own human weakness that we have to contend with, that sometimes causes us to not be what we are and to not manifest who we are in Christ. And so I think it's very beautiful for us. Are you resolved to consecrate your life to God for the salvation of his people? And so I think in a special way, obviously the church invites us this evening to pray for the priests. But when we think about that in context, though, we also, we obviously have the specific ministerial priesthood. But when we think about the priesthood of the baptized, because all of us in our baptized, we're baptized as priests, prophets, and kings. So we all share in that sacred mystery, in that sacred priesthood of Christ. So it's not just the ordained ministers that are invited into this sacrifice, into this sacred union. They do it in a different way for the good of the people of God. But that's something that we all want to reflect on us as we enter into this sacred Paschal mystery, as we enter into this sacred Paschal feast that Christ himself is offered and given to us. Because we can all ask ourselves that question: are you resolved to consecrate your life to God for the salvation of his people and to unite yourself ever more closely every day to Christ the High Priest, who offered himself for us to the Father as a perfect sacrifice? That's really what we're pledging in our baptismal promises. You know, it's a different way of restating our baptismal promises. So that's something that all are we resolved to consecrate our life to God, to live as Christ, to become what we are in union with Christ. Not to do something else or to do something more, but to be with Christ, to be in Christ, and to allow him to be in us. To give him permission to unite our suffering to his so that he can take that to the Father. And that's what Holy Communion is all about. It's about having that resolution. It's about being with Christ. Because what do we say when we receive Holy Communion? The body of Christ. Amen. Amen means it is so. I believe. But in a special way, are we resolved to be and to become what we are receiving? Christ immolated and offered on the cross for the salvation of souls. Now that sounds like a really good idea. That's like, yes, I want to do that. But then when we get into the sufferings in our lives, it's like, ugh, Lord, I can't do this. Take it away. It's like, I got a paper cut and it really hurts. Lord, I can't deal with this. But if we think about that, you know, in terms of whatever experience of suffering, whether it's something through ourselves or illness, or even something that we ourselves may have created, a situation, you know. But in the end, it causes us suffering. Are we resolved to be with Christ in that moment? Are we resolved to allow him, to invite him into that? And to tell you the truth, you know, sometimes it kind of, knowing my own capacity for suffering, it kind of scares me. Because like, in saying yes to that, it feels like, okay, yeah, nail me to the cross. You know, it's like we're inviting suffering. No, we're not inviting suffering into our life. The suffering is already there. It's a lot, but sometimes it feels like that. It seems like that. Or it's that we're saying that this, okay, the suffering is great, don't take it away. No, it's not that we're not praying for a resolution to our sufferings either. But sometimes there's just nothing that we can, you know, it just is. And we try to remediate it, either our own suffering or the suffering of others. And sometimes there's nothing you can do. It just is. And in our helplessness in the face of suffering, then, we have to ask ourselves that same question. Are you resolved to consecrate your life to God? Are you resolved to consecrate your suffering to God for the salvation of his people and to unite yourself ever more closely every day to Christ the High Priest, who offered himself on the cross for us to the Father as a perfect sacrifice? I am with the help of God.